Prologue. Finding my t-shirt's likely birthplace. Walgreens Drugstore, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, spring, 1999. The civic leaders of Fort Lauderdale have laid new paint over much of the city in recent years. The stone surfers and rowdy college students are less visible now, pushed away from the beach with its new cafes and high-end hotels. The college students of the 1970s are parents now, and they have money to spend. The city bends toward the money like a palm tree, polishing, sweeping, painting. Yet, like tourist destinations everywhere, a scratch on the shiny paint reveals a bit of the tawdry underneath. Though the city fathers might prefer art galleries, it's t-shirt shops that line the beach, because that is what people want to buy. A large bin of t-shirts sat near the exit of a Walgreens drugstore near the beach. The bin was positioned to catch shoppers on the way out, and it worked. Nearly everyone who walked by pawed through the bin, if only for a minute. The bin was full of hundreds of t-shirts, each priced at $5.99, or 2 for $10. All were printed with some Floridian theme, seashells, bright fish, or palm trees. I reached in and pulled out a shirt. It was white and printed with a flamboyantly colored parrot, with the word Florida scripted beneath. I went to the checkout line, and then stepped out into the sun and looked at the shirt through the wrapper. You're it, I thought. Back in Washington, I took the t-shirt out of the poly bag and looked at the label. Sherry Manufacturing, it said, and underneath, Made in China. I typed Sherry Manufacturing into my search engine. A few minutes later, I had reached Gary Sandler, Sherry's president, on the telephone. Sure, he said. Come on down. We don't get many visitors from Washington. Sherry Manufacturing Company, Miami, Florida, summer 1999. Sherry Manufacturing Company is located in Miami's original industrial district, a bleak landscape of factories and warehouses not far from the airport. Gary Sandler is Florida tanned and friendly, with a healthy skepticism.